1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Henry.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
This portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. For a good steak at a reasonable price, go to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I am joined by Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. All I know, Ted, is that my producer, Janice Ungaro, said that you didn't want to come on the air today because something had happened, and then you called back.
Well, I feel that I had a commitment to your program, Phil.
What happened? I mean, I know it's something...
I don't know what... The professionals that I talk to say that it is good to talk about these things. And so in the spirit of that, I'm working today. I'm trying to go about my life as normally as I can.
And look, it doesn't sound to me like you're ready to talk on the air about whatever this was that happened.
I think I need to. And if you just give me a moment, Phil, and I apologize and I ask the indulgence of your audience. I have been a successful businessman. I've been happily married. This past Saturday, my wife, Marianne, and I celebrated our 19th wedding anniversary. I've owned a restaurant in Southern California for 20 years. We were celebrating our 19th. Our son, Josh, was at his grandparents.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. We had a beautiful room over at the Four Seasons in Santa Barbara. We ordered champagne. We began to make love. We were engaging in lovemaking, and at one point, and I'm not sure exactly when it happens because these things happen so quickly, Phil.
I understand.
The next thing I know, I felt her finger trying to go up.
Her finger was what?
She tried to put her finger up there. All I remember then was I wrapped a sheet around myself. I ran for the room. It was raining. I just leaned against the wall of the bungalow and I wept. I wept and I cried. She found me and she tried to wrap a blanket around me, but as her hand went around behind me, I thought she was going to try and go for me there again. And
do you feel that you were assaulted by your wife?
Yes, I do, and I did speak to the police about that.
You called the police?
Obviously, I had to be responsible, and I did. When you are laying in bed in a vulnerable position with the one person on this earth that you love and you trust, you're making love on your 19th wedding anniversary, and then she tries to directly violate my back butt area, I can tell you, I'm still shaking.
Now, Ted, I need to just slow. You called the police, okay?
Yes, sir. Phil, you got to understand something. My wife was trying to do something to me that is a violation of me as a man. She was trying to stick her finger up the most vulnerable area that a man had.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out, Ted, because I know that...
The doctor I spoke to said that it's good to speak about these things.
All right, hold on. Get a glass of water, okay?
All right.
Ted Bell is with us. Over the weekend, he and his wife were making love, and apparently she attempted to put her finger... I'm still getting this info, because I don't want to be insensitive to Mr. Bell, but at the same time... Our number is 1-800-449-8686.
I got the water, Phil.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell. I guess what I need to...
Phil, you need to... What you need to understand, and I guess what every man needs to know, I think that so many of us have suffered silently. And I think there are some things that all men need to know. If your wife tries to violate you with her finger up there... Three things you need to know. Remain calm. keep an emergency phone number near the bed. Number two, slide out of the bed quietly but quickly so as not to enrage her. And number three, check for any bleeding. Women, in order to increase the pain, will use the ring finger. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and you don't have to believe me, but...
Can I interrupt you?
Go ahead.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, but how do you know she wasn't trying to make you feel better?
No. You're kidding, right? I'm shocked that a man would ask that question.
Well, I mean,
First of all, it's completely normal for a man to do that to a woman. That's completely sexually normal. All of the manuals, all of the textbooks, and all of the psychologists agree. A man may put his finger there on a woman or anything else. That's normal and it's healthy. But when a woman tries to do it to a man, that is tantamount to homosexual rape. And it has to be dealt with. And I'll tell you something else.
How do you know? I mean...
Why are you arguing with
me? Well, I'm just... I don't mean to argue with you.
I was traumatized this past weekend by the one person that I trust in this world.
Well, I'm just asking, how do you know?
Why did she use her ring finger? Why did she use the ring finger? And let me tell you something, Phil. I don't know whether it's something that... And I don't want to insult you. Is this something you're used to?
I'm not going to comment on that one way or the other, okay? No, I'll say that I'm not...
Well, neither am I, okay? And a finger, it might as well be a railroad train. Now, they use the ring finger because they want to create pain. And why do women want to create that kind of pain in a man? To get back at them for all of the political suffering and being told that they got to stay in the kitchen. Now, I am saying this to all the men listening to your program.
I understand.
Protect yourself and protect your wife. Did you see The Crying Game, Phil?
The Crying Game?
Yes. When the man vomited?
When he found out that the girl was a guy?
Right. That was me in the shower on Saturday night. I was stunned.
Well, the police, they didn't file charges, did they?
No, they didn't. I didn't want them to. I guess it was a knee-jerk reaction. I don't recommend that men call the police when their wives do that.
Would you say that when a woman does that to a man, it's always hostile?
It's always hostile. I don't think always consciously hostile. See, every single woman that ever tried to put her finger up there on a man, that's hostile. She's tried to create pain, and she's saying that she hates him on some level. But she may not consciously know this.
I want to just get back to the one thing you said, and I know that you're the victim here.
I am the victim, Phil. I'm not a doctor, and when you ask me these questions, I'm confused, okay? And just my head's swimming.
All right, I understand. I'm sorry.
It hurts. It's hurt for 3 days.
Did you go to a doctor?
Yes, I did. He said there was some tearing, but I don't know whether she's trying to get in touch with her masculine side by piercing a man that way. I don't know what it is. But what I'm told by doctors is that when a man does that to a woman, that's normal. In fact, it's very healthy, and most heterosexual couples engage in it regularly, almost nightly.
All right, I know you've been traumatized. Let me, 1-800-449-8686. Marianne, go ahead. Ted Bell is with us. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I am definitely a woman, a heterosexual woman, and you are totally twisted in your perception thinking that
Excuse me, I was violated Saturday night
by an individual
that I trust and I love.
Sir, you've had the benefit of being on the air exposing your comments.
Can I make one other statement, and then I'll let you say something? I was the one that was physically violated. Why do you allow her to come on the air and insult me?
Oh, no, it's not that. How could your wife physically violate you with an activity that you deem appropriate to do to a woman?
That because women like it. Okay,
not necessarily.
Well, look at Marianne. I will do you the great respect of not asking you how much you like it, okay? But between you and me, you probably enjoy it, all right?
Can't say that about her.
But I'm not on the radio crying about it.
Ma'am, I was violated by my own wife, as I lay there vulnerably on Saturday night thinking she was going to do one thing, and the next thing I know, she's trying to ram it up there.
Hey, variety is the spice.
Oh, maybe really? If one of your girlfriends gets raped in a parking lot some night, I'll say, variety's the spice. And
I hardly think this is akin to a parking lot rape.
Well, I do.
Yeah, I understand.
I think it is.
Same, it's the same
as a parking lot rape.
Oh,
a parking lot rape, your wife...
Are you arguing with me? I went to the doctor. There was bleeding.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I know that if you can prove your wife assaulted you with her finger that way and there was bleeding, the police should have made her an arrest.
Well, that I don't understand. Because I went to the doctor. He said there'd been some tearing. There was residual bleeding down my thigh when I took a shower Sunday morning.
Oh, that's right. Well, hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. Go ahead and laugh, Marianne. Maybe women like to do that to men in Springfield. I don't know.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
And if my wife had used all of her fingers, it would have been a gang rape. And I can tell you there was an imprint of a cubic zirconia on my rim. And
Okay. Hold on. I don't know how to deal with this, okay? On the one hand, it's obviously he's in pain. On the other hand, we've got some controversy. Ted Bell is with us. He called the police out to his hotel room Saturday night when his wife tried to put her finger up his you-know-what, as he says. And he says that that was an assault. He ran from the room crying. She found him in a pouring downpour with just a sheet wrapped around him, pounding his fist against the stucco wall of a bungalow. And now he is telling men that if women do that to you, it's an assault. But if men do it to women, it's completely sexually normal and preferable by many heterosexual couples. I don't know. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Ted. Are you there, Ted?
I'm right here, yeah.
All right, by the way, our program is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we'll go ahead and run the commercial if you...
I just want to get a glass of water.
All right, our program brought to you in part by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring this portion of the Phil Hendry Show. Ted has asked me not to mention that his wife raped him on Saturday night. Is that the copy he wanted me to read? Because I'm
here at Ted's.
I'm sorry.
We wanna put our meeting
down. Well, anyway, I did not intend that for the air.
I'm sorry, but there's something. Please don't mention that I was raped on Saturday night. Is what the.
I didn't want it in the body of my commercial.
Then it's my mistake.
Yeah. Well.
I can only say, Ted, that, and I'm not trying to belittle what happened to you. We've had people questioning your sanity. We've had people ask whether this is...
Phil, no man, including you, and I'll ask you point blank, you want your wife putting it up there, huh?
I'm not going to answer that.
The reason why you won't answer that is because you know as well as I do that when a man feels something trying to go up there, he questions his sexuality. He questions his sanity. He questions the love that his wife may have for him. He questions who and what he is.
What about gay guys?
Gay guys are a whole different... I'm talking about straight men in normal heterosexual relationships. No, there may be a planet where that's cool. This isn't the one.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. What happened was you and your wife were making love. She tried to put her...
I think my wife, Marianne, needs to go to some sort of rehab. I honestly believe that she tried, in trying to put her finger up my rear end, I think there needs to be some professional counseling.
All right, you consider it an assault. Here is Doreen on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. Mr. Bell?
Yes, ma'am.
I would have felt some sympathy for you if you hadn't said
I can't
that
hear you, Doreen. Could you speak up, please?
If you hadn't
I can't
that,
hear the caller.
that it was okay for a woman? Why is it okay for a woman but not for a man?
Look, I don't know if you've seen professionally done adult films, but in them you'll often see the man inserting things that way, and the women are always enjoying it.
And those are actresses in a movie.
Oh, all right. So, in other words, they don't like it. They're just going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and it really hurts. Is that it?
No, you know,
it's
I think you made a really good point. Can I point out something that you said?
Yes, ma'am.
You said that it makes you question your sexuality. Do you think maybe that's what's going on here?
No, I don't. I think what's going on here is, well, I don't know. What do you think's going on here?
I think that might be what's going on. I think
well,
we're questioning
I think
your sanity,
let me ask you a question. Why did she do that?
Let's talk about my wife. Wait a minute. Maybe
I have been walking with a limp since Saturday night.
Wouldn't it have been enough to just tell her that it made you uncomfortable and not gone through with...
I have been walking with a limp since Saturday night. All right? So what I'm trying to say to you, Doreen, and again, the doctor said there was tearing and bleeding.
All right, so
what are you saying? Your wife...
And any woman that does this to a man, I think, needs some kind of counseling, and certainly the man does. But yes, it is normal for men to do that to women.
Are you wondering now about
yourself? All right,
yourself?
And so, Doreen, I don't have any more answers for your questions. I would just simply return to your marriage and try not to do this to your husband anymore. You loved it.
No,
and that's
he loved it.
No, he
doesn't never went
it.
To the doctor or to the police.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I live with him.
Yeah. Well, how do you know he didn't go to the doctor or the police? I think you're lying.
No, I'm telling
Play
the truth.
Play the commercial again.
I'm wondering about
I wonder about my wife's sexuality.
Turn that off, please.
No, play it.
Turn it off. I don't want to hear it again.
There are places.
All right, thanks, Doreen. 1-800-449-8686. We're with Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. His wife and he celebrated their 19th wedding anniversary. Now, you...
Let me say something, Bill, because there's an awful lot that's going on here that I don't quite get. I got people telling me that that's normal.
Apparently, some of the...
Normal? So a guy's supposed to lay there. Let me just see if I... Should I put my ankles behind my ears, too? Huh? Hey, all you guys out there that think that that's normal, and all of you...
Well, a lot of the women seem to think that it's normal.
Well, the women think it's normal, huh? Well, if they think it's normal, then they can have someone put a railroad train up there. I don't need it. I suffered it.
Well, I honestly wish that there was something that I could do or say to help you through this, but I guess there isn't. And
it didn't feel that bad.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
But I'm not saying that it was normal, okay? Look, you got half the men in America walking around with Lee press-on nails stuck up their rear ends, all right? Half the women in America wondering, geez, what happened to that nail? It broke. It's up your husband's rear end.
You ran outside crying?
Yes.
Why?
I was shocked.
Shocked about what?
That it felt as good as it did.
Well, why were you crying?
Because I was cathartic. I'd reached a new level in my life. It felt so good I needed to get away from it and think about it. Plus, I had to use the toilet.
All right, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. So there's Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. What happened to her Lee press-on nail? Let me just remind you that we are having on December the 21st our first ever Phil Henry Show webcast, and you can get a backstage pass for our Phil Henry Show webcast. All you have to do is log on. All you have to do is go to philhenryshow.com, click on where it says Backstage Pass, pick that up, and the special bonus on December the 21st, our special webcast. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, and it'll go to 4 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, 6 hours watching a show prep and executing the radio show. But you need a Backstage Pass for this. It's going to be astounding technology, and we're going to tell you a little bit more about it as the show progresses. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, and Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. You say that you were sexually assaulted by your wife Saturday night when she tried to put her finger, quote, up there, as you faxed to my office.
That's right, I sent out a press release.
You know, you're so traumatized, you sent a press release out saying that your wife tried to put her finger up there and that you believe she needs counseling.
Yes. But I also did admit to you that the most shocking thing was that it
felt kind of good.
Yes. And I don't know what to do with that. Does that mean that I like women or men? I don't understand.
Do you love your wife?
What?
Do you love your wife?
Please don't yell at me.
Do you love your wife?
Yeah. It hurts.
Well, are you physically in pain?
Yes, I am.
Do you love your wife, Ted?
Yes, I do.
Do you like having sex with her?
I did.
Do you still like to have sex with her?
I like to be dominated by her.
Oh, okay.
Only the thing that she did.
You like that?
Yes.
Okay. To me, that still means you're a heterosexual.
How can that be? How can it be? We went out on Sunday. I was looking at magazines. There was a gal, I don't know, there was a picture in a magazine. She had something tied around her waist. And it looked like it might be fun.
I propose that maybe something happened Saturday night that broke you free of some sort of sexual constraint. And
I propose that Saturday night. Oh, why don't you speak English, Phil? I'm the one that was assaulted viciously. Viciously to the point of bleeding. Do you think guys have a G-spot?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What I'm trying to do is talk you through this. 1-800-449-8686. Jackie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing? I'm traveling from Boston up to the... Really caught my attention. Ted, did your wife know you're on the radio?
Okay, I'm not here to answer any more questions, thank you.
No, and I can appreciate
need to answer any more questions, thank you.
Well, a couple of comments.
She called in, okay?
She can say anything she wants. I'm not here to be, I'm not here to be your bitch along with my wife's, okay?
All right, we don't need that, all right? Jackie, just say what you're going to say, will you?
My only comment is I'm married from 8 years, and, you know, I love my husband to death, and in our bedroom is private. And if you're
what's wrong?
I'm trying to sit down.
Come on. You're kidding me.
Are you putting me on, man? If you're in that much pain, then
it was her ring finger. Are you going to hear what I've got to say? She wears a 2-carat diamond.
I thought you said it was a cubic.
Well, whatever, all right? What I'm talking about is the jagged edge of a stone.
All right, Jackie, come on.
Did your wife... I really think that you need to go to therapy about this.
Why do I have to go to therapy? Why was I the one that tried to shove it up my wife's rear end? No, she did it to me. And why do I need to go...
If you did that and you tried to do that to a wife, if you have a wonderful relationship, the love and respect for each other, I think that
love and
if
respect.
You wanted to try
standing,
to do that and she said
I'm standing crying and bleeding in a downpour, and that's love and respect.
You said you were crying and, bleeding. You said you were crying because it felt kind of good. Didn't you say that? Didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Now, let me ask you something else, because your wife, Marianne, called.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she did.
Exactly.
Did you ask her to buy a customs guard uniform and one of those things you saw in the magazine?
I wanted to know if she'd buy a Border Patrol agent uniform. And
one of those strap-ons.
Yes, sir.
So you do like it.
Does that make me bad? Jackie?
No, it doesn't make you bad, but if you want to do what you want to do, that's fine. As long as your wife is going to be a willing partner, that's your part of your partnership.
But what I want to know is it unusual for a man to want his wife to dress up in the uniform ordinarily worn by a man?
There's police women out there, sure.
But specifically a United States Border Patrol agent uniform.
People have sexual desires.
See, did you hear what Mr. Henry said?
No, I didn't mean to offend you, all right? I just thought that was a very specific uniform.
The kind of uniforms they wear in those border stations between San Diego and L.A. Hello?
So it's a fantasy you have. So what? Let her do it. Big deal. It's not going to hurt anybody as long as it's in your privacy of your own bedroom.
Have you ever done this? Or, I mean, I don't want to... So I don't want to be rude. Have you ever tried it?
Me? No, I would never. The thought of somebody doing something like that, to me personally, is disgusting. And
you never took a run down to Dirty Pete's Lake?
Excuse me?
You never took a run down to Dirty Pete's Lake?
No!
What's a run down to Dirty Pete's Lake?
I thought it'd be fun to get naked, run across the backyard, and have her catch me wearing her uniform. And then sodomize me on the...
Okay, man. Doreen, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, this has gotten a little more bizarre since I talked to you.
No, but I'm trying to come to terms with my sexuality.
Jesus. Go ahead, Doreen.
I don't know what to say now. He, in order for him to run out, as far as I'm concerned, and be that upset about something, it just sounds like to me like maybe either he had a very strict upbringing by his parents.
I thought she was trying to stick something up there, and I ran out trying to get it out of there.
But you said it felt good.
It did, but I didn't want it to stay there, and I thought it was...
You thought it was still up there?
Yeah, I thought... There was a minute there...
Well, did you ask her before running out?
There was a minute there... Well, there was a minute there. I thought she put a firecracker up there, so I didn't know what was going on.
You were married to this woman for 19 years?
What?
You were married to her for 19 years? You don't know her better than that?
I don't know what's going through her mind. Things have changed. I asked her for a divorce last year. We reconciled. I don't know if she's angry or not. I never took my sunglasses off.
You asked her for a divorce while you were still wearing your sunglasses?
Yes, she was angry. I got scared because I couldn't find the champagne bottle. I don't know what she'd done with it.
You're asking her to dress up in a man's uniform,
yes.
And then you find it bizarre that she tries something a little odd with you. And she's wrong.
Do you know how people have phantom limbs? You've heard of phantom limb?
Hear the what?
You know what phantom limb is, when someone has a limb cut off and they think it's still there?
Yeah.
I thought there was a phantom penis up there.
You thought that there was something up there even though there wasn't?
Yes.
Yeah, but that was your imagination.
Yes, I know, but that's what scared me. So I ran out of the room and I was asking for help and it was embarrassing.
What kind of help? I mean...
Someone had a plunger...
It just seems like this has brought up some sort of thing, something from
some
your past.
Some kind of a trauma.
That's exactly right.
And I don't know what it could be.
That's what it seems like to me. Either he was molested or his parents were very...
Are you a doctor?
Am I?
Yes, ma'am.
No. But I have...
So you went running out of the room hoping someone had a plunger?
Yes, to try to plunge it out of whatever was put up my butt. You think that maybe somebody did that to me as a kid?
Possibly.
I don't remember it.
Maybe it's something that you blocked out also. I know
I don't remember
that
any
that
border.
To.
I never met a Border Patrol agent before.
It wouldn't have to be a Border
I
Patrol
I ran up
agent.
To six people, and one of the waiters in the restaurant said that I ran up to him, showed him my rear end, and said, please get it out.
You flipped out.
You must have flipped, man.
I know. Now that I think back on it, yeah.
I mean, you must have flipped.
But there's something
you ran up to the waiter in the restaurant?
Yeah, it was their 9 o'clock.
If this
it was their 9 o'clock seating.
You ran up to a restaurant full of people, 9 o'clock seating?
Yes, their last seating of the evening.
This is getting a little more unbelievable as you go along, though.
No, we have the police report.
You do?
Something happened.
Well,
something happened.
I ran up to...
You ran up to a waiter at the 9 o'clock seating at a hotel in Santa Barbara, naked.
I thought you had it all there in front of you.
Yes, I just want to get it from you, naked.
Yes.
Spread the cheeks of your rear end and said, get it out.
It's all there in black and white. You have the police report.
I don't know what to say. What's your wife saying right now?
She won't take my phone call.
She won't take your phone call?
Have you separated?
She called. I tried calling her. She called 15 minutes ago and said she was leaving.
So what is she angry about?
She said she turned the radio on and heard me talking about it. Here's the thing that I want to...
Well, no kidding, man!
What?
No kidding!
Okay, they keep paging me at the restaurant saying, Pillow Biter Line 1. Am I supposed to deal with that? Am I supposed... I own that restaurant! Doreen, are you a doctor of any kind?
No.
Do you know of it?
Okay, look at Doreen. I thank you very much for your indulgence.
No, but Doreen, have you ever worn a customs uniform? Ever...
Never mind, Doreen. Thank you very much for your call.
Pillow Biter, line one. Did you hear that? Okay.
Oh, like, look, it. You're going to have to deal with your employees on your terms. And as far as you running up to a waiter at a restaurant during the 9 o'clock seating, showing him your bare ass and saying, get it out.
And his comment to me was, I'll put something in, but I won't.
Okay, so that's fine. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And it's the Phil Henry Show. And what I was going to say is that that was me performing the voice there of Ted Bell. Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Ted, of course, is a character who's completely made. We don't need to run his. I don't need to run the commercial. He's made up by me. I do his voice. The people who call in, we're real people wanting to talk to him. And you know, I can only hope and pray that Ted's going to be all right. By the way, this morning was cold, and I got up this morning and, you know, took the kids to school, and there was frost all over the place. And one of the things about living where I live a little bit out in the country, not much, but I live a little bit removed from town, and they're building some homes across from our house where we live. They're building like 30 more homes across this little ravine area. And while they're building, and this happens when they build homes, they have to reconvert or retool the sewer system, or in some instances install it, or in some instances convert from a septic tank to a sewer system. Well, you add all of that together, and what do you get? You get just a great smell hitting your nose when you walk out there in the morning. Just, yeah! I mean, it is as foul. It's just great. So you combine that with a little bit of frost, the stench of human feces, and it's just like being on the farm. Just like, jeez. See, when they first built our place, they got this sewer system out where I live. This, you may find this interesting. How many of you guys are really up on sewer systems and how they work? It's really neat. See, what they do is they pump it up the hill, and then they send it down to a treatment plant. Well, they need to pump it. Like if there's a house down at the bottom of a hill and a house up here, everything gets collected in one area. Then they use gravity to send it down to the treatment plant. Well, they'll pump it up there and let it sit there for a few days in case there's any more stuff that needs to come up. And unless you have some kind of a vent or a trap in your home, the stink comes right up into your front lawn. And when you walk outside, you go, hey, crap. And you stretch and you get the paper and you go back inside and you're put off your food for the next 24 hours. It's really a great way to diet. So I don't know why I mentioned that, but I was just thinking about, you know, how glad I am to be alive. That's it. How happy I am to be alive and to be with you guys today. I get up in the morning, I stretch, I take the kids to school, I get a nose full of human waste, and then I'm ready to start the day. And you should, too, when you hear the following news. Speaking of human waste, The Phil Henry Show. Yes, The Phil Henry Show, the webcast is happening. It's happening. You've been hearing the rumors. I know it's been flying around your place of business, flying around your home. People have been... you know, running up to your door, ringing the bell and going, have you heard all about the Henry webcast? Well, it's happening. The 21st of December, all of you guys, as a special bonus for becoming Backstage Pass members, will see the first ever webcast of the Phil Henry Show. Now, why is this an interesting show to webcast? Well, we've had hundreds, if not thousands, of people turn out to actually see a live performance of our show, watching me dealing with the characters, watching me dealing with you. You don't have to leave your home now. You can see the webcast from your house by simply going to philhendryshow.com, logging on, buying a backstage pass, and on December the 21st, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, we'll go on the air with 6 continuous hours of coverage, not only of the show, we will begin with us preparing the show in the office. So you'll see the show prep process. You'll see us ordering from Chopsticks. You'll see us slopping down the Chinese chicken Szechuan. You'll see us going, does anybody want to get a Diet Coke? And Chris will say, I'll get it. And then he'll go, he'll get Diet Coke, and he'll come. And I'll say, well, if you fly, I'll buy, which is something that I say a lot. And people go, nah, forget it, Phil, you're always buying. And I go, well, you're right about that. And then they ask me for my money anyway. You'll see stuff like that. And you'll see me say, Janice, do you want some lunch? No, I ate already, as she's, what, about 105 pounds and dropping? And just all that stuff. And then we'll prepare the show, and then we'll go in and we'll execute the show, and you'll see that. The most exciting aspect of this for me is the technology that we will be using, a 360-degree live video panning camera, and you'll be seeing video streaming, not reload every minute for another image. You will be seeing a television show. And it is a 360-degree view, so you can take your mouse and you can scroll all the way around the room. We mentioned this to you yesterday. If you haven't heard the news, it is tremendous technology. And I would recommend that you go to BeHere.com and see the technology. Those are the guys that are going to be helping us with the equipment and the video streaming on the 21st of December. So if you've never seen our show, you really got to check it out on December the 21st. Go to philhendryshow.com, but you get your backstage pass at $6.95. And that's not all. When you get your backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show website, you get all of our archived audio, all of our audio classic bits. You get the ability to listen to our show that day, any time of the day. So if you miss the show, you can hear it within the next 24 hours. You get a 30-day archive. You get just any number of features. And the webcast feature, by the way, is something we're going to continually delve into as we progress along. Today's classic bits, we have a Ted Bell bit, and we've got a Jay Santos bit. So check it out, the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. We have all the audio, all of the classic audio that so many other websites have pirated over the years and put on their site, and the quality sucks, the bits are edited badly, or it isn't the whole bit. You know, it's cheesoid, and while, you know, a lot of our fans did it for, you know, they had the best of intentions, frankly, it's no good, man, so forget it. Forget about Napster, forget about Morpheus, forget about all of that cheesoid stuff. We got the best quality audio, philhendryshow.com, and you get that backstage pass, and you'll see our live video streaming. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The latest news is that father of a 20-year-old man captured alongside Taliban fighters in Afghanistan spoke out in defense of his son again Tuesday and has hired an attorney to represent the guy. Frank Lind, father of John Walker, said his son could have been traumatized from his experience in the Afghanistan prison. He said taking a broom handle up the... No. Being raped by a Turkish prison warden is not exactly the best way to have a young man enter into, you know, the whole thing. Anyway, we'll be looking at that story and then spitting up and probably not commenting on it because we're tired of it. We'll follow it for you. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.